I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. Gioachino Rossini was famous for his musical thunderstorms. He put a great one into his Barber of Seville overture. Rossini put thunderstorms into several of his operas. Before there were movies with spaceships and dinosaurs, musical thunderstorms were state-of-the-art entertainment special effects, so composers loved to use them. Probably the most famous musical thunderstorm by someone other than Rossini is the one Ludwig van Beethoven put into his Symphony No. 6. After the thunder and lightning in that ferocious storm, the sun comes out, and you can just feel everything dry off and warm up. In a set of symphonies he called Morning, Noon, and Evening, Franz Joseph Haydn included a thunderstorm in the last movement of Evening, his Symphony No. 8. There's a lot of weather, especially thunderstorm activity, in Antonio Vivaldi's Four Seasons. But Vivaldi wrote another concerto called Storm at Sea, in which you can hear the waves being whipped up by the wind and rain. One of the most famous circus marches is Thunder and Blazes by Julius Fučík. The thundery stuff comes at the very beginning. Fillmore wrote a march called Rolling Thunder. There was a composer in John Field's day who wrote a piano concerto called The Storm. So Field decided to top him with a concerto called The Fire Caused by the Storm. Sure enough, not only does Field have thunder and rain, you can also hear the fire explode. When Richard Strauss put a thunderstorm into his Alpine Symphony, he went all out. Strauss included parts for a wind machine and a thunder sheet, a large piece of flexible metal that you shake to make the sound of thunder. Even voices can imitate a thunderstorm. In his St. Matthew Passion, Johann Sebastian Bach has a double chorus saying the German words Blitze and Donner. But this has nothing to do with reindeer. Blitze and Donner are German for lightning and thunder. Just listen to how Bach uses the voices to make those words sound like lightning flashes and thunder crashes. Thank you. Of course, the mother of all musical thunderstorms is the one Gioachino Rossini put into the William Tell Overture. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it at WGUC Cincinnati with Tim Lanter and Bruce Ellis. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.